Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back one of his classics, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. Kita Spak is our guest. Kitaszpak is how you spell her name. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her, all her stuff, including a big road tour coming up, Kita. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's unofficial, but I want to talk to your listeners about it because you guys come first with me. Think about what I have to offer here. You talk about writing a book because you wrote it for your listeners and for your community, Jim. Well, I'm serving. I want to help others be healthier and happier, so I'm organizing what I'm calling a happiness road tour, which is a movement. And I am going to start it in New York City next spring. It's going to be a one-evening event, yeah, with performers, top-quality entertainment, interspersed by inspirational messaging, speaking so that you're not in a hotel room on a stage and sitting in rows listening to somebody tell you how to be happy. You're going to be in a super a loungy kind of upscale setting, interacting with others, hors d'oeuvres, some drinks, and you're going to have this immediate evening of quality, as I say, quality entertainment, and then some encouraging remarks, perhaps by people like me, because I plan to be there.
Right.
And then
how could we do it without you, Kita?
Yeah, that's right. And my objective here, we have a very good committee that's been set up from people from all over the country.
Which country?
The U.S. the U.S. predominantly.
Well,
because
Canada too, though, right? Canada likes happy too, right?
Yeah, Canada likes happy too. I'm the one person from Canada, and it doesn't matter. This is boundary-less.
Right.
In other words, whoever's listening wants to get in touch with me, please do that.
There are no happiness passports, right? Or visas.
You bet.
No happiness visas. All right, so let me ask you a question on this tour that you're doing, and congratulations. I'm not the least bit surprised, folks. Kita is walking the talk. She's putting her money where her mouth is, and I'm not the least. That doesn't surprise me at all. I'm very, very, makes perfect sense for her to do this. Kita, how are you going to make this so it turns into more than a Chinese meal? You know, I mean, how do you make sure, I love Chinese food, by the way, but how do you, the old joke about you eat Chinese and 2 hours later you're hungry again. How are you going to make it so that the next day after they've had your experience, they still have some things to hang on to?
Well, there will be, with the inspirational talking, there will be nuggets, practical advice given. The main thing here, Jim, is no one has to climb Mount Everest to make this a happier world. They can make it a happier world by coming back from that evening. First of all, they've contributed their tickets, so a local charity is benefiting. That will be part of the tour itself.
We like those, values.
Yeah, local performers and speakers will be involved so that each city that is visited will have a vested interest, will be participating in this tour. And as we go along, this people coming to the event, if you can go back home and say, I'm going to be kinder to my partner because of what I heard tonight, that's all that matters. In other words, each one of us have a uniqueness about us that we have one thing that we can try to do a little bit better. And if that is all that comes out of that evening for you, great. I've done my job. Mm-hmm. The other aspect to it, somebody else may be listening in that audience. They maybe have a book, let's call it, on the back oven, and they need to get it out because they realize this is what I'm all about. I have to move this book forward because that's my purpose. Another one may be sitting in the audience and saying, I have to make up with my collaborator from a couple of years back, because we worked together. We were actually providing.
That's a lot more. That's a lot of moving parts in an event like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And there is a part of me, Jim, like any of you out there, that goes, how? I have to trust. I have to move this goal forward. Just like all of you out there have to move your goals forward, you sometimes don't know how that's going to happen, and that's where the universe comes in. And as soon as you form an intention, you're on that intention, that universe acts to answer you. It acts to fulfill when you are.
Well, one thing I know that will happen, regardless of what motivates you to be there, I know this because this happens to me every time, Keita. Mm-hmm. Every time I go somewhere and to a gathering of people, some part of my world changes, a little bit or a lot. And 99.9% of the time, it's for the better. And most of the time, it happens the most event. It's the best for me, I guess I should say, are the times when I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I got off my backside anyway, and I went, and my life changed because I went. So that's one thing I know will happen to everyone who comes.
And the other thing that's going to happen,
Jim. Keita, I've got to wrap it up. Can they find out? Yes. Can they find out more about this at your website?
Yes, if I have a pop-up message where you can email me as soon as you get on my website.
Right.
Just send me a note. You want to get involved. You want your city to be on the map.
KeitaSpock.com is the website. Keita, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.